And now, Ben Bailey.
Have you ever wondered if alcohol is something we should drink? Is it something that's authorized by God? Is it something that I can just use for entertainment and any purpose I want? What does the Bible say about that? There is a lot of confusion in the religious world about the subject of alcohol. Some would say that it's okay for us to drink. Others would say that we shouldn't, as an example. Well, what does the Bible say about the use of alcohol? Friend, as you look at the Scripture's teaching concerning alcohol, it is something that is against the will of God for a person to use that. Let me give you some basic reasons today why a person should not drink alcohol. First of all, the use of alcohol in Scripture is clearly seen to distort one's view of reality. Proverbs 23, verse 33 says, when drinking it, you'll see strange things, your heart will utter strange things. If one is caused to see strange things by that, my friend, that's something you wouldn't want to partake in, and here's why. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walks about right like a roaring lion. We need every ounce and fiber of awareness we can muster up to fight the devil, and if alcohol distorts our perception of reality, you sure wouldn't want that. Another reason a Christian or any person shouldn't drink alcohol is that it weakens one's moral awareness. Take your mind back to the days of the flood. Genesis 6 through 9, that great man Noah brought his family onto the ark, saved himself and his family because he obeyed God. But in Genesis chapter 9, Noah gets off the ark, he plants a vineyard, he gets drunk with his wine, and one of his sons uncovers his nakedness. Think about another example in Genesis. Genesis 19, verse 32. We now have Lot. Lot's two daughters have no man there to give them children, and so they concoct a plan. Let's get our father drunk, then we can go into him and cause him to bear children to us. But it wasn't until they thought up the idea of getting their father drunk that they thought it would be possible. Alcohol weakens one's moral awareness. How many people have done things sexually immoral that they never would have done were it not for alcohol? Friend, if it can do that to you, why in the world would you want to be a part of that? You know, alcohol also impairs the decision-making ability. Leviticus 10, verses 9 through 11, we learn here that it caused some not to realize what was holy from that which was profane. See, there was no difference in their mind between the holy and profane because the alcohol had limited their view of what was right and what was wrong to make a good decision. But you know, alcohol also is something that ruins one's example. We're told in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, to be an example to the believers, to all other Christians. We're told in Matthew 5, verse 16, to be an example to the world. Ask yourself this. Can you be a good example to the world and a good example to your Christian family and go down to the liquor store and buy a six-pack of beer or a bottle of wine? What are people going to think when they see that? Regardless of what you may use that for, what does that image portray? A Christian or a person of the world? Well, any person knows that that portrays worldliness and not godliness. Another reason a person should not drink is it could be a stumbling block to someone else. Romans 14, verse 13 clearly teaches we're not to do anything to cause our brother to stumble. Let's say that we convert somebody out of the world, and that person is an alcoholic. He's turned away from that. He's no longer in that lifestyle. He's driving in his car, and he sees you going in the liquor store to buy a bottle of wine. Do you think that would cause him to stumble? It very well might. We must never do anything to cause a brother to stumble. But then we have Ephesians 5, verse 18. The Bible says, do not be drunk with wine wherein is dissipation. That idea of be drunk is enter into. Don't enter into the process of being drunk. Here the command is don't even start. The idea, don't get caught up in that. And so the clear command of Scripture is don't drink. It ruins your example. It can cause you to have a distorted view of reality. It can impair your decision-making ability. And it's horrible for one's health. And so is it authorized for any person to drink? Not according to Scripture. Friend, we need to abstain from strong drink. Proverbs 20, verse 1 says it this way. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. whoever's led astray by it is not wise. May we realize the importance of abstaining from alcohol, and may we always be sober and vigilant in our fight against the devil.